friends. Welcome to Wrestle Buddies, GameSpot's wrestling podcast, both wrestling friendship and wrestling with friendship. I am three-time Never Won an Award winner, Matt Elfring, and with me, as always, is my best Wrestle Buddy and Dark Order member, Chris Hayner. Chris, how are you?
Join the Dark Order, Matt. Join darkorder.com. I'm great. We're still knee-deep in WrestleMania week. Who doesn't love WrestleMania week? I love WrestleMania week.
And if you're listening to this right now, WrestleMania Night 1 is happening. Or just happened, or yeah, maybe it's a week later.
You're literally mid WrestleMania as we speak. As we speak, technically, it's Thursday morning, but still.
Yeah. Let's all pretend we're here today to talk about two very specific things. Chris, I don't want to take this away from you. I want you to deliver that delicious dinner menu. We got two very, very nice courses. They're short. But they're good. Tell us about them.
You might call this fast food, like upscale fast food. Fast casual. This is fast casual dining.
I love it.
So in a little bit, we're going to talk about something you just saw during WrestleMania. And that is the first footage of WWE 2K22, a game that is now officially real and definitely happening. But before that, Matt, we're going to talk about the appetizer, which was literally an appetizer. Matt, we made a charcuterie board with WWE wrestlers yesterday.
Throughout the pandemic, we have done many press events for various networks, TV shows, movies, and they've all been roughly this. You're in a Zoom meeting with a bunch of other people. You ask questions. See you later.
Yeah.
However, Peacock, and which now has the rights to WWE programming and is on the Peacock network, that's where you're gonna be watching WrestleMania, unless you live outside of the United States.
Yeah, and I've looked at the numbers, Matt. We do have some international listeners. We have a decent number of international listeners.
Oh, hi, hello,
Auf Wiedersehen. Hola,
hola,
nine.
So Peacock and WWE teamed up. And what they did was they had us teaming up, all of the press. There are about 80 members of the press there, which is checked. It was 80. Oh. But that's pretty normal for a big event. I remember like TCA's was like 250 people per panel or something ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So we made charcuterie boards with with WWE champion Drew McIntyre.
Well, he's not the champion. You mean WWE?
He will be.
Actually, this is the end of night one. Drew McIntyre might be champion right now.
He might be. Yeah, he might be champion. I'm just going to go for it.
Wow.
And SmackDown Women's Champion Bianca Belair. I'm just going for it on all angles, guys.
Wow. Matt, I like this. So a championship charcuterie board session.
Oh, man. I've never spoken to two champions at the same time. I mean, technically, I didn't at that point. We made a meat and cheese board. Uh-huh. It was delightful.
And then we submitted questions for answering. And I asked quite possibly the most important question in the history of man.
Mm-hmm.
I specifically asked Drew McIntyre what his cat's name was, because his cat infiltrated the Zoom call to eat the cheese.
Yes.
And whether or not said cat would be accompanying him to the ring at WrestleMania. Spoilers, the cat's name was Chaz. It's one of his two cats. And you've now seen the Chaz did not accompany Drew to the ring at WrestleMania, but he let us know a few days ahead of time that that would not be happening.
He also said that Chaz has appeared in the Thunderdome before.
He said when he beat Randy Orton to win the title, his two cats appeared with his partner on the screens in the Thunderdome. And that's the greatest thing ever.
I love it so much.
That honestly, I'm going to be real with you, Matt. That alone makes the Thunderdome worth it.
Yeah.
That is worth it.
That was kind of my first time, I guess, quote unquote, not being in the same room at Bianca Belair, because we at an Evolve show there, she was sitting next to us with her. Are they married? I forget.
I don't know. Were they sitting next to us?
They were sitting next to us like for all of the Evolve show.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't know.
This is at WrestleMania 36 week.
35. Yeah, that was WrestleMania 35 even.
35, sorry, yeah. Montez Ford seemed like a character, like in a good way, like a goof. And I liked that. Because I kind of like just kept looking over at him, like, And he's just like goofing around, having fun. I'm like, this is a good dude. Like this even. And Bianco was just sitting there, like just watching the show and then talking.
I was so focused on the ring, I didn't notice anybody around us.
Yeah, she seemed very nice, but she was a delight in this, like, because she was like all in on making this cheese board.
She was all in, not only that, but all in on beating Drew McIntyre at making a cheese board, which is great.
Drew, she put on a mask when we were working with one of the smelly cheeses. I'm like, that's not a bad idea because this one cheese smelled so bad.
There was literally a cheese that when they asked the press, what does this cheese smell like? Someone said the WWE men's locker room. And I'll tell you what, this cheese smelled like sweaty socks.
Out of all the food that they gave us, and I had leftover food, I'm sure you did as well.
Oh, I'm gonna make a killer grilled cheese.
I threw that one out.
Oh, I didn't throw anything out. I threw it all in a bag and put it in the fridge.
That cheese got thrown out.
That's probably that. I probably should have done that.
That was my breakfast this morning, was the other cheese and meats.
Nice.
Because whatever. Anyway. Drew McIntyre showed off his Slammy Award at one point.
He also repeatedly showed off a pocket knife that was given to him by Stone Cold Steve Austin.
He was cutting the cheese with that.
And he made a point of saying it to the point where Bianca Belair said he was showing off.
Yeah. Anyway, there's not much else to say about that. I guess they'll never hear it, but thanks Peacock and WWE because
thank you to Peacock and WWE. Matt, between the two of us, I would say we put together two very different but very good charcuterie boards.
Yes. My family would not touch it at all. My wife had one piece of cheese because they had already eaten dinner by the time I had gotten done.
Was it the sweat sock cheese?
I told my wife to try it, and I'm like, it smells terrible and tastes terrible. And I like cheeses. I'm a big cheese guy.
Same.
But I couldn't deal with that one.
My big takeaway was I can't roll with that mustard. That mustard was too spicy for me. I like a spicy mustard, but like that was too horseradishy.
I can deal with that one, but a part of me was like, I think I'm going to make this into my barbecue sauce because I do a mustard based barbecue sauce that I make from scratch. I kind of want to take that mustard and see how that incorporates into that like southern barbecue style.
I'm very glad you said that because that was my takeaway. I was like, ooh, am I going to use this mustard on like a sandwich or a hot dog? No, but it could be a good base for something.
It's like a deli sandwich mustard.
Yeah. Anyway, that was us. We made meat and cheese.
I now
know what spec is. Didn't know spec before.
God, that meat was so good.
The meat was insane. We got salami, we got spec, and we got, what was the third one?
Prosciutto or something.
Prosciutto, I think.
Yeah, because spec is a smoked prosciutto.
Yeah.
We and learned a lot.
I learned so much about cheese and meat in this thing, honestly.
The woman from Murray's running this thing was wonderful.
She was wonderful. She taught us how to properly cut the cheeses and plate the cheeses. I made little spikes out of cheese. It was great.
Anyway, we spent way too much time on this. Let's talk about WWE 2K22.
It's real.
We all knew it was going to be real. We all had a very good feeling that 2K would be taking a year off after Ukes leaving and Visual Concepts having to redo the game in 2K20, which resulted in kind of a botched release.
Kind of.
It was a botched release. It ended up being a great game. It's just, but, you know, people don't know.
It ended up being a great game that is still not perfect, but like it's a heck of a lot better than it was at launch.
Yes. Yeah. So we saw, which you can see if you're in the GameSpot article that I probably wrote right now, just look up and there's the video right there.
It also aired during WrestleMania.
Yes. Yeah, so you probably saw it during WrestleMania.
Yeah. It aired during WrestleMania. It's a first look at the game. It's not entirely clear. Like it's clear. I don't believe it to be game footage. It looks like cinematics style. We did a sort of a pre-event where they showed us the trailer and gave us an idea of like what the cycle of this game is going to be. And they kept saying the tagline is, and I believe it's in the clip we saw, is that it hits different.
It's basically, this isn't 2K20. Don't please, think about it.
Please don't hold it against us. And according to 2K, we're going to be seeing more behind the scenes, more character models, more in the making of the game leading up to release than we normally do, which I think is exciting and also helps build some. It helps build some goodwill with the people after 2K20 was what it was.
it's nice to have also that type of transparency within making a highly anticipated game. Say like, this is what's going on. Here you go.
Yeah.
I am excited to see more behind the scenes stuff. I like seeing how games are made. So that would be kind of cool. I am excited to have another 2K game.
Oh, me too.
I mean, I really hope that they do something different. I mean, we're going to get simulation style wrestling. That's just how it is.
Well, they are, Matt. It hits different.
It hits different. I would like it to hit different. let's talk about the actual footage. And it was Rey Mysterio and Cesaro.
Damn it.
I'm going to keep it going.
Cesaro.
Having a little bit of a match, intercut with real life footage of Rey putting on his mask.
I don't think that was real life footage. I think that was in-game cinematic footage.
What, with the silhouetted stuff?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Is next gen that good?
Yeah.
God, I wish I could watch it again.
Well, you can on Saturday.
Just checking my email to see if it got sent to us early.
The character mod, like, they did not clarify if this was in-game footage or if this was cinematic footage or if this is just an animation they put together. It looked really, really good. You saw a silhouette of Mysterio holding his mask. He puts the mask on and then the lights come up, blah, 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 blah. The thing I didn't like, if I could just tackle that real quick, is it immediately cuts to what looks like definitely an in-game shot of Mysterio on the stage. And it has that, that 2K emotionless stare into the nether where he, like, Rey Mysterio is just kind of staring with no, just a blank face, and I'm like, oh man, this would have been the perfect chance to, like, throw, like, a facial gesture in there, some sort of expression to make it stand out.
I would say that overall, from this little piece we saw, again, we don't know if it's in-game footage or cinematic, but these are the best looking models we have ever seen for a 2K game,
right? But we also don't know what that means, because we don't know if it's on the next gen consoles. They haven't said. We got nothing. We didn't get a release date. We got nothing. Mm-hmm. We got this quick look at Rey Mysterio hitting a 619 on Cesaro. So evidently Rey Mysterio and Cesaro are going to be in the WWE video game. Breaking news, everybody. And we know, based on what was shown, it looks like at the very least both the Raw arena and the Thunderdome arena are going to be in the game.
I did not pick up on the Thunderdome the first. We watched it twice because it was playing videos on your computer over Zoom can be problematic for most people, for most computers. So it was a little bit jumpy when we saw it. We didn't get to see what you guys saw during WrestleMania, quality wise. So I missed it because it was just kind of hard to kind of keep track of what was going on.
Right.
I wasn't prepared.
But
just
yeah,
like you probably weren't prepared during WrestleMania to see this, to be honest.
If you're keeping an eagle eye on it, what you'll notice is that at first you see the Thunderdome ring, because you could, at a certain point, you look up from the ring and you see that sort of giant claw structure that shoots video out of it that plays along, that hangs off the top of the Thunderdome. You never see the Zoom screen area around ringside, and you see a very, very brief glimpse of the stage, but it looks like Thunderdome is a thing in this game, which also, that makes sense.
It needs to be. I think Thunderdome needs to be in the game.
I'll go one further. Thunderdome needs to be in the game. The pre-Thunderdome PC arena needs to be in the game. That was most of WWE's programming last year. Also, I want the Capitol Wrestling Center, NXT setup, to be in the game, where it's just a few people around ringside and then screens.
Yes.
And if they can make it so that they can actually use the screens, not just to put in like virtual fans, but also use that as they do on WWE television, as like Titantron video stuff, and shoot fireworks from out there, like, that would be incredible.
Yeah.
And it does, Matt, it hits different. So like, maybe that's what will happen, but ultimately we don't know.
No, we don't know
really know anything. We do know that I believe they said that we'll start learning more soon. According to 2K, this is the earliest they've started rolling out a new game.
We usually don't know much until like a month before SummerSlam.
No, because usually at WrestleMania they have the
rotoscoping.
They have the tournament at Access for the last game.
Mm-hmm.
So this is new territory for them. So good on them, honestly.
Does that mean they're going to have a 2K Battlegrounds turn? Probably not.
No, Matt, there's no access.
There's no access.
Are you going to want to stand in a warehouse full of WWE fans? No.
No, just like when I got the press invite for WrestleMania 37, I was like, oh, that'd be great. Nope.
Yeah.
Thanks, WWE. But nope.
Like, I sincerely appreciate it, but also I'm not fully vaccinated. Well, I at the time, I wasn't fully vaccinated.
Yes.
I am now, baby.
I'm not going to be next shot. April 26th, then I'll be vaccinated about a month later, fully.
Wow. I got 2 weeks from now, or 2 weeks from yesterday, or 2 days.
Which one did you get?
Pfizer.
Oh, that's okay, because I got Moderna.
Moderna?
Moderna, which is, I believe, it's like 3 or 4 weeks after your second shot. But whatever, I'll be vaccinated, so I can win.
Yeah. We all win. But yeah, the game looks cool. If the game itself looks
the
like
game,
this,
quote unquote, the game,
the game footage looked cool. If the game itself looks like this, that's a huge win. But also, the look of the game isn't the problem with the game.
Mm-mm.
The game plays, yeah. The game controls well. I want to like everyone else who plays 2K. The thing we care most about is the creation suite. And yes. When 2K20 launched, there was stuff missing from the creation suite that is necessary.
Also, I want to throw something out there. If they pull that the BS that 2K Battlegrounds did, where you have to purchase everything, I think I might be done. Because purchasing to unlock stuff, and 2K games have always done this in the past.
Yeah, we do that every year, Matt, because we have to buy the stories.
But Battlegrounds, like, the grind to unlock people was...
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was terrible. Awful.
That's what turned me off on that. Well, that's one of the things that turned me off on that game as a whole.
Yeah, same here.
So, yeah, hopefully that is not... That seems like something they would keep. That seems like Battlegrounds is more arcadey and grindy, so, like, that seems like something they keep there. For me, they need to redo... career mode, they need to redo the control scheme, they need to redo the code just to make sure it is a playable game.
I think that the control scheme got a little bit better with 2K20, to be honest, between that and 19.
I was very upset with the redo of the control scheme for 20, but it's really grown on me.
Same here.
I honestly think it flows better. And it was just like the control scheme was one thing for so long that, like, I was like, I don't want to change.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm fine with the change.
Chris, at this point, I would like us to go to our specialized AI prediction bot. 3000.
This is the first time I've met prediction bot because you record, like, you brought prediction bot in after we recorded the predictions episode to give,
because
some
I forgot for us to do it during the predictions.
It's
episode.
True. So we called up prediction bot. Mm-hmm. He jumped in his car and drove down to the studio,
and it's got a great prediction for WWE 2K22. Prediction bot, can you tell us what's going to happen in WWE 2K22?
WWE 2K22 will be better than 2K20 because it will no longer be a simulation wrestling game and will be a Lovecraftian horror point-and-click adventure game featuring Goldbrush 3-put as he takes on the evil Sasha Banks and Ghost Pirate LeChuck. Additionally, GM mode will come back, but you will be forced to play as the anonymous Raw GM and only allowed to book Dolph Ziggler in backstage brawls against himself. Also, Gang Rule will be playable.
Wow. Gangrel's gonna be in the game?
Wait, Matt, I've got a lot of thoughts. A Lovecraftian click point and click horror game? That's what WWE 2K22 will be.
Yeah, and it's
gonna, prediction
and
bot.
And apparently it's gonna feature the Secret of Monkey Island's Guybrush 3-point and Ghost Pirate LeChuck.
Wow. And GM mode is back, finally, but you can only book Dolph Ziggler against himself in backstage brawl. So, like, honestly, given what I know about GM mode, like, unless they've reworked it to where booking the same match over and over again tires out the audience and sends them away, you only have to worry about all of the injuries you're going to put on Dolph Ziggler.
And he's fighting himself. But again, you can only be the anonymous Raw GM. You cannot work for SmackDown or NXT.
I wonder if, like, I'll have to hit the A button to make the doodaloo doodle-doo sound, and then Michael Cole has to go read my thoughts, which is just like, it's Dolph Ziggler versus Dolph Ziggler in a backstage brawl.
I want to put a disclosure out there, guys. While PredictionBot 3000 claims to have 100% accuracy with its predictions, none of these have been confirmed. Guybrush Threepwood might not be in it. Ghost Barrel Chuck might not be in it. All we know is Rey Mysterio and Cesaro are in it, and that's Cesaro. It.
I will say, though, I believe you, PredictionBot. I also have questions for eventually, we're going to have to do a segment where I just ask PredictionBot some questions because I have some thoughts.
Mm-hmm. That's a question. It's still here.
Oh, I don't have one. PredictionBot. Will Xavier Woods ever become WWE champion?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. It's thinking right now.
It's thinking.
It sounds a lot weird, like it's typing.
It's weird that it's thinking sounds like a keyboard. That's so crazy. Yeah,
it's a really weird feature that we've put into this.
Did you have to pay for this upgrade? Is that what's going on?
Uh-huh. It's a long thinking process.
This is the Premiere Pack or the
uh-huh.
PredictionBot Plus, the new streaming service on Quibi.
Uh-huh.
Do you think we could get WWE to buy PredictionBot from us?
Yeah.
That sounds great. I've been waiting for a way for us to cash out here. Like, we can cash out and retire young. Well, relatively young.
Oh, I think it's done. Here we go. Prediction
bot. Will Xavier Woods become WWE champion?
Xavier Woods would become WWE champion on Saturday Night Live after pinning Colin Firth in 2022.
All right, so...
Wait. He'll become WWE champion on Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
After pinning Colin Firth?
Yeah. Next year. Yeah.
So Colin Firth is going to become WWE champion.
Yeah. I mean, NBC Universal is really working together great with WWE in the future.
But why Colin Firth?
I don't know the future. Well, you want to ask him why Colin Firth?
Yeah, like, what? How does Colin Firth enter this photo? The star of Kingsman, the Secret Service? I don't get it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Colin Firth, and I think he's great. But, like, I'm very surprised that this 60-year-old man would become WWE champion and then defend it on Saturday Night Live. Who's the musical guest, for crying out loud?
Well, he's answering your last question about why Colin Firth is champion. Here we go.
Okay.
Colin Firth is very sexy and he is champion. He goes shirtless and it gets my processes hot.
That's a really weird answer.
Okay, one last question though, Prediction Bot. Who's going to be the musical guest on that episode?
Again, processing.
His processes are really hot right now, so it takes some time to cool down. I don't understand his reasoning for his predictions. I don't even want to say it to him. It might, like, Prediction Bot. I don't want to gender Prediction Bot. I don't understand their reason. It's very strange. It's very, okay. Very strange.
Yeah, it's
taking a long time to come up with the band.
Well, he was just about to answer. You just interrupted him.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Prediction Bot.
Here we go.
The musical guest on the episode of Saturday Night Live is James Van Der Beek as Diplo.
Oh, I love that.
That's pretty good.
What would Diplo do? That is a hot TV recommendation for anyone who hasn't seen James Van Der Beek as Diplo. What would Diplo do on Vice TV is so good.
That's such a deep cut prediction bot.
Weirdly enough, Matt, one of my favorite in-person press tour event memories is the TCA panel for What Would Diplo Do? In which James Van Der Beek talked about performing as Diplo at a Diplo concert to capture footage for the show, and nobody in the audience knew.
Yeah. Hold on. Thanks. He's processing something right now.
Well, thanks for coming by, Prediction Bot. You freak me out. He processes very loudly.
He does. He's got something else to say.
My favorite press event is when Colin first took his shirt off in front of me. Yowza. Bazinga.
Bazinga?
He apparently likes Big Bang Theory.
Is Prediction Bot a Big Bang Theory fan? Like, what's going on? Prediction Bot, you confuse me. Yes. Okay, yes. You're a Big Bang Theory fan.
Yes.
Stop saying yes. It's creepy, please.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh, God. Matt, end the episode.
We'll see you guys tomorrow night for our post-WrestleMania podcast.
Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at WrestleBuddies. I am at Chris Hayner. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.
Yowza. Bazinga.